Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashlyn Dave, your host. We've got a great show lined up, so let's get started.
All right, this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. Episode 66, and it is the week of June 26th, 2009, and I'm Ashlyn Dave, and this is a running podcast, and I'm generally a mid-packer, back-of-the-packer type of runner, so if you're looking for inspiring words to get you to win races, keep on looking, because this podcast is not for you, but I do think that I might be able to offer some tidbits here and there of stuff I've picked up along the way. This episode is going to be about the marathon mentality, and the reason I've chosen that topic is because I'm trying to get back in there to that mentality. I'm going to go along with a little 4-miler today. Got my dog with me, Blue. And he's going to take a little break here on the side of the road. Stop my watch. All right. He'll probably have to go number 2 here in a few minutes, so I'll take another break. But hey, Don. Nope. That's crossover. Been having trouble getting past the 4-mile mark my last few training runs. And I think it's just because I'm not in the right mentality when I come out here. Today, got up from work and literally just rushed to get into my running clothes to get out here, because I had a real stressful day at work. So I was going to use the run to decompress a bit. And best thing about podcasting is that it forces you to talk about something other than your day at work, because nobody wants to hear a work podcast. All right, my dog's going to take a dump. Go ahead. So this allowed me to decompress a little bit and try to figure out a way to get into that marathon mentality, which is what I'm going to need. Not going to go to get to November 14th, which is the Richmond Marathon. I'm having a heck of a time trying to, you know, get out here for running for an hour. I don't know what it is yet. I've got to get into that marathon mentality. And it's very crucial to success in the race. If you've never run a marathon before, then hopefully you'll join me week after week through the summer as I prepare for the Richmond Marathon, which is November 14th of 2009, so Saturday. And my week one of that starts July 13th, which is a Monday. So I've still got a couple weeks before I need to seriously follow a program. What I'm doing now is just kind of getting some, I wouldn't really call it base miles. I'm just trying to get my body to the point where I can handle a run of an hour. And I ran this past Sunday, and again, around the 3-mile mark, I just wanted to kind of walk for a little bit. Now, if you've listened to my show before, you know that I have implemented a run-walk method for the double-digit runs, but my self-pride just dictates that I should be able to do, you know, 6 to 10 miles without stopping, maybe for a water break if somebody's put out a water table or something like that. So the marathon mentality, well, I've run 9 marathons, and I think I have the authority to say that the marathon is probably 50% physical and 50% mental. You have to have the right mentality to tackle such an event. Even really to do the training. It's such a huge thing. It's so time consuming. It can almost take over your life if you let it. And what I'm gonna attempt to do starting July 13th is do an 18-week training program on a 3-day-a-week running schedule, and then the 4th or 5th day my physical activity is going to be either riding my mountain bike or doing some other activity just to save my knees a little bit. And if you're looking at your marathon program and you're a novice or a beginner and you're thinking, well, gosh, my program's not 3 days a week, how on earth is Ashland Dave going to run on 3 days a week? I'm happy to tell you that it can be done, because I've done it before. It's just that on those days that you run, you're going to be running more miles. You're not going to be running these little 3-mile runs. Pretty much every run's going to be quantity. Now, what I did before I ran the Baltimore Marathon a couple years ago was I actually incorporated one of my three runs. Hey, how you doing? I incorporated one of my three runs as a hill workout. What it is, I ran to my hill, did my hill repeats, and then ran home. And I can't really say if it was a benefit or not. I ran the hills of Baltimore with minimal problems. Problems I had in Baltimore were from a lack of marathon experience, not lack of training, because I had mental problems towards the end. You know, the brain just shutting the body down and not wanting to run any further, not wanting to walk. Ran that race with Tom Grant and came close to breaking 4.5 hours for the first time. But anyway, I did break 4.5 shortly thereafter, running 3 days a week. So since my daughter's very active this summer, and Wednesdays are off limits for a run because of swim meets, I think I'm going to have to go to the 3-day-a-week plan. And I just got to get in the right mentality. It's such a huge thing, and the reason I'm having trouble with it is because... All right, easy. Whoa. Dogs are up on the fence. The reason I'm having so much trouble is I kind of thought I'd come out here and kind of pick up with my training and not have any trouble. But I seem to have lost almost all my endurance since running May 2nd when I did the 40-plus miler. I took an even 3 weeks off, and I think I just lost it. I did not think it would be as bad, or maybe I'm just not in the right frame of mind. The marathoning is a little bit of a lifestyle, and it means you gotta wrap your brain around some long and thick physical fitness events, namely Saturday mornings are devoted to the long run, or any other day of the week. Usually it's Saturdays for me. And but one thing I did find that I liked after the fact was when I was training for the ultra marathon, I was doing the double long runs on the weekends. And if they're of decent lengths, I might be able to handle that again and get most of my mileage done on the weekend. You know, might not be the smartest thing to do from a training standpoint, you know, weekend warrior type of stuff. But in order to finish the marathon, which is my first goal, I just got to put the mileage down. Now, I did have some crazy ideas of trying to turn out a PR, which is going to happen anytime you run a race. I think that thought crosses your mind. But I'm going to know so many people down there, and I don't want to put too much pressure on myself. Although it would be kind of cool to make that my fastest one ever. And I know I got it in me to do the training. It's just, I'm having a hard getting in that mentality of making myself stay out here. For example, I just passed the 1 mile mark, and I'm just dripping with sweat already. Kind of hoping that running with my dog would, you know, inspire me a bit. But for some reason, I'm just not there yet, though. Anyway, if you like to listen to me having a lot of self-doubt, then that's kind of what's happening right now. I'm sure I'll be fine as the weeks go on. It's just I haven't found that place yet that I was in before, when I just grabbed onto that goal of running the marathon and didn't let it go. It's almost like I'm procrastinating right now, and I don't want the week of July 13th to come around yet. Maybe I'm enjoying the shorter runs, or just enjoying the thought of not having to do long distances too much right now. But I definitely need to put some more miles down and moderate my eating a little bit. I'll probably gain some weight. And the funny thing is, running doesn't really make you lose weight unless you reduce your caloric intake, which I never seem to be able to do when I've been training. I just tend to put more food in, drink more liquids, eat more food. So settling into that mentality. Before, I think I've read a lot, read stories of people's inspiration on doing the distances, what's inspired them. I just got to get it back, because I've been doing several weeks now podcasting, talking about how lame I am. And I know I've got it in me. Maybe I just feel exhausted myself. I mean, I've had two stretches of 3 months in a row where I've done a marathon. 3 months in a row. Done it twice. That's how I got in Marathon Maniacs. So I've got it in me. I gotta just figure out how to get back there. Now, today I'm running a randomly selected 4 mile route, and I think I'm just gonna run up and down Center Street, because one side of it's mostly in the shade, and it is upper 80s today. A little humid, not too bad. A little breezy. And Center Street has the train tracks, and I see a train coming. It's an Amtrak, so it won't take too long to pass. And I'm running right into a breeze, which feels kind of good. However, I got these sunglasses on today that feel like they're crooked. Here comes the train. I'm not going to play chicken today. So I'm a little out of sorts. These sunglasses feel like they're crooked. And the earpieces are kind of getting jammed up against my hat, so it makes them feel like they're a couple millimeters off my face. So the sweat is coming down right in my eyes, as opposed to going out the sides of the glasses. So my advice to you, if you're listening to the show and you're running your first marathon, just come back and see me on July 13th. Today is not really the podcast for you, unless you're looking for little pieces of advice. And the best advice I can give is you got to be in the marathon mentality. You got to totally want to do it by the time your training starts. Otherwise, you'll cut corners. Best thing about distance running is this is the great equalizer. Everybody has to run the same distance. Nobody gets extra points for using better technology or further age. Everybody runs the same distance. I guess that's why I kind of like it, because you can compare yourself to people from history because the distance is the same. I was looking at the message board that my running group uses, and it's kind of almost a virtual running group at this point, because it's really just a message board to talk about the next time we're getting together, because only a few of us actually run together on a regular basis. Some people are coaching things. And I saw John had put on there that he was making a comment about his first 13 miles in a run. And I'm guessing that was a typo, but maybe not. And I don't know why he would be up to 13 on anything right now, but there's no summer marathons. And the next half marathon isn't until late August. You don't need to be at 13 right now for that. There you go. So I found myself a little envious. Hurry up. Well, because I'm not even close to that. But it will be soon. Hi. So, I guess I'm a little jealous because I feel like I'm behind a little bit. Come on, dog's not cooperating with me right now. I think I'm going to run by the house and put him in. Might be too hot for him to run today. I think my wife took him out for a long walk this morning. We don't want to, you know, have this boy dry from too much activity. Although they say puppies need lots of exercise, and otherwise they'll become destructive. So part of me is a little worried that I'm behind, but I've always said that I got to do my own training, and I've always said that I need to have confidence in my own judgment of what I'm doing and what I'm taking on. All right, 2 miles, 20 minutes to go. So I shouldn't be too worried about that, although, John, it's great that you're at what you're at with your mileage. Because I'm sure last fall when I was doing back-to-back, got awfully long training runs, people were probably questioning my sanity a little bit. So I got that going for me. I got a good if plus I'm going to see everybody tonight. We're having a little happy hour event. So I guess I'll see how everybody's doing with the runs. That's an annoying dog. Darn thing. Barks every time I run past. Got the cul-de-sac series coming up, which I've mentioned before. It's a three consecutive weeks of 5Ks on consecutive Monday nights. Sent my check in this morning. I plan to do all three. It's more for just the social aspect. It's only, I did something kind of dumb. It was $15 to register online, $20, I guess, in the mail. I didn't feel like getting on the computer. I had the flyer from the Stratford Hills 10K race. I picked it up off the table. I just feel like filling the form out and cutting a check. I didn't feel like getting on the computer. I can afford $5, I guess. I'm going to drop my sunglasses at home, but I'm going to keep the dog. Sunglasses are just bugging me. I'm trying to be cool, running with my shades on, but wasn't working out too well. So I'm gonna drop these off on my front porch here. Off for a quick sec. Blue, you think you can go another 2 points, or I guess 1.7? Come on. You know, just running now. I think I figured out why I'm having too much trouble. I'm older. I'm 40. Oh, I can blame it on that. So that'll be my excuse. That's why I can't seem to get my ass in gear. I'm 40. I don't have any gray hair, but 40-year-olds shouldn't be out here doing this. This crazy shit. All right. Yeah, I'll just blame it on that. Plus, I'm running in that higher age group that has all the midlife crisis people that run faster. There's no way I'll ever compete against them, right? So I think I'll just use that as an excuse for a couple more weeks. Either that or I'm just heavier. I haven't weighed myself. I think I am heavier. Therefore, it takes more energy to run, which I get tired quicker. Here I am just looking forward to the end. I'm so sorry if you've downloaded the show looking for something positive. Hope I haven't ruined your day. So I think I'll go ahead and put this out. What are y'all doing? I'm almost done. I'll get right at 40 minutes. God, never before have I struggled so much to get 4 miles off these roads. It was the heat. I'll use the age excuse again, but man, it is just, I really had to work at it today. And yeah, what am I going to do when I got to go beyond this? All right, it's 4. How you doing, Blue? Blue made it. He's probably glad we're done too. Well, this is really just a honest assessment of a marathoner. 4 miles is hard to get. It's funny, I remember not too long ago when I was training and I was doing some 3 miles for tapering, that I commented on how I hadn't done 3 miles all at once in a long time. Actually, I think I see my wife down the road there picking up my kid. So the irony is that here I am begging for 4 miles, whereas a couple months ago, just doing 3 miles, I was complaining because it was too short. Now 4 miles is almost too long. Funny how things come full circle. I gotta toughen up, yo.
All right, let's get to the email bag section of the show. And well, before I do that, I gotta just say another thing about the marathon mentality. As I was looking back here editing the show, as I was producing it, I realized that I didn't make a whole lot of sense during the podcast there. So I guess the main thing that I wanted to say about the marathon mentality is that if you are running your first marathon, it's going to be hard no matter how much you prepare physically or mentally for it. You're going to have a hard time during those last few miles if you don't have trouble earlier in the race. And some people have no problems. They go right through and, they break 4 hours or whatever with no problem. But I'm talking to the people, I guess, mainly that are worried about it and, have marathon's a real big thing for them. They may be worried about, what do they do when they get past the 20-mile mark. I think if you just continue to focus on it day after day and just have the mentality that you're going to finish the race on race day, I think that gets you halfway there, because come race day, you've gone over the scenario in your mind so many times. I think it helps. I think it helps to have some of that mental toughness, and I'll probably talk about that some more in the upcoming weeks. But the marathon mentality is, in my opinion, is essentially just being able to wrap your mind around covering the distance and doing it successfully regardless of what your finishing time is, unless of course your finishing time is like 12 hours or something, because that's basically walking and stopping. But I'm talking about, you know, getting through the whole thing running with some maybe some periods of walking here and there. So let's get on to the email bag. Just got a couple this week. Well, three. Two are comments on the website. First one was from Crash, and you have to check out this comment if you want to read the whole thing. It's on ashlanddave.podbean.com. This Crash was commenting. I guess he was commenting on episode 64, talking about the guy we called Starting Blocks, and this was a guy that started the 24-hour race by sprinting off of the starting line, and so Crash kept up with him for a little bit, and he was in the rear of the lead pack. There were about four or five people, and Starting Blocks was leading the whole race, and he said he let the pack go away because everybody was going really fast, running about a six-minute pace, and then he got to about the two-and-a-half-mile mark, and there was a clearing in the trail, and Crash has slowed down quite a bit, and he passed Starting Blocks. He was just hanging out on the trail, pretty burned out. And so anyway, that was a little bit more of that. If you listen to that show, I did look back on the video that I made. I didn't see him. I didn't get that. I didn't catch that part in the video. But Crash, thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate you sending in the commenting on the site. Heard from Mark out of Charlotte, and Mark ran his first. Let's see. He ran his first half marathon in Hickory, North Carolina on June 6th with an incredible 1:58:30. And my hat's off to you, man. I've broke the two-hour mark in the half marathon, well, officially once, but unofficially twice. That's another story. My timing chip didn't work on the Shamrock half, and that was the first time I broke 2 hours. But I had to do a protest, and then they... Anyway, it's a long story. I don't think I got an official finishing time under 2 hours, but that's what my watch said. Anyway, congratulations, Mark. And Mark said, Mark said he definitely got the running bug. He was going to do the Thunder Road Marathon in December, but now he's going to probably run the Richmond Marathon in November. Well, Mark, I'm running that one too, and maybe I'll run into you along the way, and appreciate you sending in the email. One thing that Mark had mentioned in his email was that he was commenting on how I was having a tough time getting out to run, and he's had some problems with that before. So sometimes he just puts the Garmin away and just goes out there and runs for fun as opposed to time or distance. So Mark, that's probably a good idea, and I should probably do that one of these days. Maybe I definitely will take your advice. But anyway, thanks for sending in the email, and I appreciate you listening to the show. I got another one from Rich out of the Woodlands, and he's glad to hear that I'm back out on the road. And I helped him get through a 6 mile the other day with the podcast. So, Rich, thanks for commenting on the site. You can check out his comment and others at ashlanddave.podbean.com. And I'd like to thank y'all for sending those in and taking the time to write them on the site. I know that with everybody's busy schedule, sometimes it's not possible, or people just don't feel like doing it. I know I listen to other podcasts sometimes, and I come home after running and change clothes and get some water. I don't feel like doing it sometimes either, so I'm not offended if you don't do that. That's fine. The show is free. It'll always be free, and you can listen as much or as little as you'd like. It'll be here about every other week, so as long as I'm able to put it together. What I've got on tap is I'm continuing to do some four, 6 mile training runs, trying to get that weekend run up. Got the holiday weekend coming up, and so that always makes running a little bit harder. So, but anyway, I appreciate you listening to the show. If you want to send me a comment or you got anything to say about the podcast, just positive things, please. That's at ashlanddave@gmail.com. I'm happy to receive your email, and I will read it on the show or summarize it. So, and also, if you got any incredible race reports that you want to share, please send those in. All right, I think I've got a special guest here. You going to come over and read your script?
Yes.
Okay, come on over. All right, let's go.
I trust you to finish and run in the center in in the center of the universe. I am running in the center of the universe all the time. Every minute, every second, every hour, not 24 hours. It's all with Ashley and Dave. You may like him. 4 more days till the 4th of July. I really can't wait. Sometimes I don't have to run with Ashley and Dave. This is Ashley Lucy reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running.
Y'all have a good, you can keep on running if you want. Y'all have a good week.
Faster or slower? I like to run with Ash and Dave. It is so fun with my 40-year-old Irish father. I am Irish too. Don't forget me. This is the bonus part. I'm running like a 1-2. I'm just running.
Ha 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 ha.